107.7 The Island. The love yous are already being exchanged.
Oh,
happy
my
Valentine's
stars.
Day. Brent Grummert with Grand Island Hy-Vee store director is here, and I'm guessing you brought something that Laura really likes.
Yeah, apparently so. Crowd favorite.
Does it have to do with chocolate and strawberries?
Yes.
Yay!
I knew you were always so timely and appropriate with your gifts, and I knew I was sure you were going to bring something Valentine oriented.
Yeah, if my wife's listening, know that I actually do listen sometimes. She says I have selective hearing.
Score one.
Yeah.
Well, before you got here, Laura recommended maybe we do a group Valentine hug. I put the kibosh on that. No offense. It's just that it's flu season.
Yeah, right.
Let me just jump right into this. I've been, you know, I watch a little bit of TV every night I go to bed, and there's Hy-Vee all over TV with $19.99 for a dozen roses. And
yes.
In bed, I thought, I'm a sucker. I think it was the 1980s. I think I paid $50, $60.
Yeah.
You know, you could really overpay for roses. And I'm telling you, if you're going to buy some roses, it's got to be at Hy-Vee.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're sitting there and you are just realizing that today is Valentine's Day, don't worry. There's still time.
Fear not.
Yeah. You can come see us at Hy-Vee. We, of course, got all the floor arrangements you can think of. Decadent chocolates, obviously chocolate-covered strawberries. You can also obviously order online. You can DoorDash this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities where you don't really have to even get out of bed and order flowers or what have you for your significant other or sweetheart.
My fear of the DoorDash is that some relatively good-looking guy would deliver the stuff, my wife would answer the door, and then they would connect. You know, she fell in love with him because he's bringing her this stuff, and I'm
sitting
there. That
should be a song. I fell in love with the DoorDash guy.
Sounds like a country one.
Yes, it does.
And then she took my pickup truck.
Yeah.
Dipped strawberries, a 6-count, $12.99. These are good prices. You know what surprised me? I read a study about the top things, the top gifts for Valentine's Day. Stuffed animal, not on there at all. That ship sail? No, nobody seems to do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, well, I hope so. We still have plenty of stuffed animals, so let's make sure they're available.
You sell a lot?
Yeah, we do. Not necessarily for Valentine's Day, traditionally for, first birthday or first firstborn baby. Sometimes
baby
you see
gifts,
a lot of those.
Baby
yeah,
gifts, that
yeah,
kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you both. You both have been married for a significant amount of time. Is Valentine's Day still a thing for? Do you still do anything, Laura?
You know, I gave my husband a big kiss this morning, and I said, "Happy Valentine's Day." I didn't get you a present, and he goes, "Good, because I didn't get you one either."
to which point he replied, "My present would be if you brush your teeth next time you do that."
I had already brushed my teeth. Thank you very much.
How about you, Brent?
Put me on the spot. Jeez.
No, but I think, isn't it, the longer you're in a relationship, the more you kind of become roommates a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some of the romance goes out, which is completely normal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and my wife and I, we have at least once a month, we try to do a date night. So
fantastic.
Hopefully, you know, tonight or tomorrow we'll do something.
That's awesome.
So yeah, but
that's
I've got flowers in the truck that I'm going to take over after I'm done here.
Oh, who's a good boy? Yes.
No, that's good to hear. That's fantastic.
That is.
Keep that stuff going as long as you can. And as far as Valentine's Day, this Valentine's Day to me was always a purposefully last minute thing. Not like Christmas where you plan.
Right.
It just seems like, you know, I'm going to do something big today and then you figure it out. But take home meals from Hy-Vee.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about those. I mean, you bring home a box of prime rib?
Yeah, so back in the meat department, we've got several different meals. A couple that I just listed were Kiss the Cook for $45.
Yes.
Let's get you 2 12-ounce prime ribs, 2 twice-baked potatoes, 4 stuffed mushrooms, a loaf of baguette bread, a deluso salad, and then, of course, you can't forget dessert. So we got 4 mini cupcakes.
Had you mentioned those already and I didn't hear it?
I think we talked about that last time, but there's such a long list of things that come in this box. But again, you order it. You can order it via Hy-Vee app, Hy-Vee.com. You can call us at the store. We'll put it together, put it in a box for you, come in, grab it, take it home and cook it. And you can take credit for it if your significant other doesn't know that maybe you spent all day making this dinner.
Can I have it in a, can I have it in a box that doesn't say Hy-Vee on it?
I'm sure we can figure that out, Steve.
Friends, man, one man, party in the morning. Waking up with Friends, man, one man, party in the morning on the island.
I got my eye on the couple's cuisine. It's 2 5-ounce beef tenderloins and 2 4-ounce lobster tails.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's more, too, but you had me at the tenderloins and the lobster tail.
Yeah, talk about a meal there.
I mean,
that's fantastic.
That's a Valentine's meal.
Then the only other thing that's missing is the other half of the couple.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. Here's a tissue.
Maybe you can have it DoorDashed.
Oh, nice one.
Can I request which gender delivers that?
I don't know if there's a box in there, Steve, on that one.
You could see more information at hy-v.com.
Yes.
And oftentimes in the past, you do a one-day sale today and then a sale that lasts all weekend.
Yeah, so after Valentine's Day, just fitting Saturday and Sunday, we've got a fuel saver event. So every $50 you spend, you get 25 cents on your fuel saver card. So again, load up. You spend 100 bucks, you get 50 cents. And again, that fuel saver is good 30 days upon purchase. So you don't have to use it right away. You can use it a month from now.
Nice.
Yeah.
We were speaking of lobster before. I'm a big seafood fan. What is a seafood sack sale?
Yeah, so tomorrow and Saturday, you come in and grab a sack and fill it up. Everything in that sack is 10% off. Again, that is this weekend. So Saturday, Sunday, load up on all your special seafood favorites. And if you need help knowing how to cook some of that stuff, I know sometimes that can be a challenge, ask one of us. We'll be more than happy to give you tips and tricks on that as well.
That's fantastic. I love that. I meant to mention that about Hy-Vee that, you can ask. I don't know where I was, but it was years and years ago, and I asked how would you prepare. It was at the a fish market or a fish department. How long do you cook tilapia or whatever it was I was buying? And the girl said, "I don't know. I don't like seafood." And I'm thinking, you have to at least lie. You know what I mean? I want somebody that
has a little knowledge.
Right, of what you're saying. And I can't say enough good about it. Keep up the good
Amen.
Work.
Amen. Amen.
Did you mention the one-day sale on Monday? My brain is going crazy.
No, you're right. I did not talk about that. So obviously Monday is President's Day, so we've got a one-day sale on just a few items that I'll list here. Red grapes for $1.98 a pound. We've got fresh ground chuck that you can get in a 10-pound roll, $2.88 a pound. 12-count bakery fresh chocolate chip cookies for $3.99. We've got Sara Lee honey wheat bread for $1.99. And of course, it's still going to be chilly out, so chili beans and kidney beans are good for 59 cents. And there's plenty more of those deals. Again, you can see that on the Hy-Vee app or Hy-Vee.com for Monday only.
I have a cupboard full of chili beans from their last sale.
Oh, but that Hy-Vee app is my lifesaver.
Uh-huh. That's convenient. That's
oh,
for sure.
My gosh, yes. It's fantastic. I just scroll through all the specials and go, oh, yeah, that, oh, yeah, and that, oh, yeah, and that. And I don't even have to do any cardio in the store to do that. Yeah. I'm just getting finger
cardio.
You're
not getting your steps in.
I'm not.
Brent, you ever get a pedometer or an app to see how much, I mean, Hy-Vee's a big store.
How many steps you put in a day?
Yeah.
I think it would scare me. I have not in my whole career. I've never put one on, but I probably should. It'd be.
I was just curious. At the end of the day, did you do 8 miles?
Oh,
I
mean, I'm sure. Easily.
Oh, easily. The size of your store and the way you guys are always circulating everywhere.
Right.
Up, down, around, yes.
A personal question, is Wahlburgers going away?
Yeah, so the 17th.
What happened, Donnie? Is the whole chain going?
Yeah, from Hy-Vee. Now, I don't know. I would assume they'll still be going. But yeah, from Hy-Vee, you will see them move away. We're going to move to Market Grill Express, which is what we were before. We'll have a 8-ounce burger versus a 5.3-ounce burger from Wahlburger. So we felt like, you know, being in the Midwest, we felt like we needed to go back to a burger that most Midwesterners are familiar with, a large burger.
Yes,
and
yes.
And, of course,
big
we'll
burgers.
Still be known for good breakfast as well.
And no offense to the Wahlburger family, but you were doing fine before that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Market Grill. I would go there every weekend for breakfast.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So 17th will be the last time if you want to get a Wahlburgers burger from us or anywhere in Hy-Vee land. And we'll move over to Market Grill Express and still have fantastic burgers, fries, and breakfast as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. You'd make the chocolate-covered strawberries in-house?
We do. Yeah. And I brought a strawberry kebab with me, too. So it's got a brownie and a marshmallow and two strawberries drizzled in chocolate.
Who comes up with this?
It's fantastic.
I don't know, but I love them.
I do, too. And you know what? It's a shame on those adults that said, don't play with your food when we were young. Because you know what? You could have parlayed that into becoming a chef.
Yeah, it could have been a career.
Right.
Right?
There's whole networks that I watch on that. But it is so. There's some guy, I say backstage at Hy-Vee, like dipping strawberries in melted chocolate.
Yes.
This is fantastic.
There's actually several people doing that right now as we speak.
I bet they are. Yeah. I bet they are. And now after this broadcast, there's going to have to be more.
We had to let one of them go because he was eating all the profits.
No, that's why they didn't hire me to do it. She's licking her fingers again.
Brent, thanks for coming in. Thanks for treats. Thanks for lowering prices on thousands of items.
You're welcome.
And happy Valentine's Day.
You as well. Thank you
happy
very much.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for the Valentine.
You bet.
Yay.
I feel a group hug coming on.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.